Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. Glad you could join me today. It's beautiful but chilly on the East Coast where I am, but we have beautiful, bright, sunny skies. And I'm glad to be doing this broadcast from my home. For those of you that listened in last week, I had to pull into Lowe's parking lot because I was caught in traffic. And so I hope that show went as smoothly as it would normally go. So also I hope you cannot hear my big chocolate lab in the background. He's barking at the men that are mowing the grass. So hopefully that won't be a distraction. But today I wanted to talk about something not as heavy as illness and just something a little lighter and beneficial for all of us. It's things that we don't normally necessarily talk about or share. And for whatever reason, a lot of people in our society feel it's taboo. But it's really a normal, natural act, and you know that is called the sex act, making love, whatever you want to call it, between consenting adults. And what goes on behind closed doors is nobody's business. However, I have wonderful essential oils that will make everything behind those closed doors go wonderfully. It's a blend. It's called Exotica. And a lot of us have our own version of this. It's a very rich scent, and it helps to balance emotional issues. It's very calming, yet it can be invigorating because we need to be able to create passion, and we want to be able to create passion for life and passion for love and passion for sex. I know I do, and I hope you agree. This is a blend of yang yang, bergamot, jasmine, neroli, and sandalwood. Now, some of these we've talked about before in past shows in for different reasons. You know, they all have many different health and spiritual benefits. But for today's show, we're going to focus on how these particular essential oils help us let go of inhibitions so we allow passion in. Now, let's start with Yang Yang. We talked about how this EO works as an antidepressant, an antiseptic, and also how it opens us to love. For those of you that listened in on the chakra lessons, that's a familiar oil for you. I don't know if I ever explained that it's a flower that is found on the Yang Yang trees that are normally located in the South Pacific Islands and parts of Asia and the rainforest. It has a very delicate fragrance, and it's very popular in perfumes and aromatherapy, as well as we know its medicinal uses. It helps relax our bodies and our souls, and this enables us to let anxiety and stress, etc., to slip away. As an aphrodisiac, it improves your sexual life as it activates romance. So some of us have bouts of frigidity or loss of libido. Some of us, more common than usual, and some of us can have it from time to time. And a lot of that is based on what's going on or not going on in our own personal lives. This oil can help us get our groove back in a way. It helps to aid in a healthy nervous system. And that's why it's so powerful in the bedroom. I I mean, your nervous system has to be healthy, and not only for the obvious reasons, but you want to feel good, and you've got to feel good in order to get the brain feeling good, for the heart to feel good, for you to be confident and sexy in the bedroom. Now, bergamot, it's a tropical citrus fruit, and it's also very popular in its use in perfumes, but we also know that it assists with depression and disinfectant. For those that you have listened before, it's one of the things I recommend to use as a natural deodorizer for your carpets, you know, just the baking soda and bergamot. It's one of my favorites for that. But remember, if you have cats, do not use bergamot. I would suggest you use peppermint instead. I always like to put that little caveat in because our dogs can handle things, a lot of essential oils, but our cats are just not able to. Okay? So back to bergamot. It's also that oil that gives black tea that wonderful scent that we come to, you know as Earl Grey. And I think it has such a sweet smell. We also have numerous uses for it today, but we're going to focus on its ability to relax you. And it reduces your nervous tension. Gee, especially if you're going to bed with somebody for the first time. You know, that can be a little nerve-wracking, but nervous tension, anxiety, and stress in the body. And it helps to relax all of that by stimulating certain hormones like dopamine and serotonin. And as we know, this all causes you to relax. Bergamot is also, it's great to blend with other citrus oils. I think it's one of the reasons why sometimes in the evening and I sit down with a cup of tea, I love and reach for Earl Grey many times. And a lot of times it's just breathing it in and you just feel yourself kind of sink into that sofa just a little bit. And it's because of how relaxing it can make you. And this will also aid you in the bedroom. Now, jasmine, I don't believe that we've ever talked about jasmine, but for today we're going to talk about its romantic properties. Jasmine is a very strong-smelling flower, but it's very sweet. It's very romantic fragrance, and probably because the jasmine flower only blooms at night. I think its scent is quite alluring, and that's why it's often associated with romance and poetry and novels. You know, it also has many healing properties. But for today's purposes, this oil will put you in the mood for love. It also enhances the libido and your sexual desire. So it assists with curing issues such as premature ejaculation, impotency, and frigidity. This oil impacts your hormones and chemical reactions in the body. Okay, so this, this is a pretty powerful, essential oil. So once again, remember, jasmine, it will enhance your libido and your sexual desire. It will help cure issues with premature ejaculation, impotency, and frigidity. Now, the one thing I would like to add is that I don't recommend using jasmine essential oil if you're pregnant, because it can be highly sedative and relaxing. However, it does have great benefits during the birthing process, but we'll talk about that on another show, but I would not recommend using jasmine during the pregnancy. But when it comes time to pop that baby out, that's a whole different story, and we'll talk about that another time. Okay, jasmine is also one of the essential oils that I'll add to my homemade bath salts, and it just, it does. It's very relaxing. It's very fragrant, and it just puts you at ease, and body can just feel almost boneless, and that's all great for lovemaking. Now, neroli, for those of you who don't know, it is also another citrus fruit, but the oil for neroli, it's steam distilled from the flowers and not from the skin, as a lot of the citrus oils, you know, are taken out for the oils. It's through the flowers, not the skins. Neroli is another oil that has many medicinal benefits. It's an antiseptic. It's an antidepressant, and that's just to name a few. It's highly aphrodisiac. It promotes arousal, and this also will increase the libido. It also aids with sexual dysfunctions, and if you have a loss of sexual interest, it helps create romantic and sexual feelings. So we all know that we need to feel it in our hearts as well as our brains for a happy, fulfilling sex life. So, you know, this oil is just a major oil that will help us in all of that. And not only that, it's there's no reason why we should not enjoy a fulfilling bouts of lovemaking well into our 90s. I mean, whoever said age has to stop, you know, sex, it shouldn't. You know, and neroli oil is a wonder. Now, I know we've talked about sandalwood, and this is the last essential oil in the exotica. This probably keeps it from being overly sweet-smelling, but still wonderful. Now, this EO, it's extracted through steam, distillation, and wood pieces from mature sandalwood trees, and those trees are considered to be 40 to 80 years old. However, the older the tree, the better, as it produces more oil with obviously a stronger aroma. So these are ways that when I'm appalled, when I'm online and I'm looking at other sites and what they're selling the oils for, and I'm in the stores, and it's like, what? No way. Well, you know, if they're not extracting it correctly, if they're not extracting it from the oldest trees, it's not going to have the medicinal and spiritual qualities that it's touted as having. You know, we know that sandalwood, it's respected and used in many religions and cultures. We know it has a bevy of health benefits, and it's also used in many skin creams and beauty treatments. But it's also a bit of a sedative. And this oil, it will sedate inflammation, anxiety, fear, and restlessness. So that's really, you know, a good thing. It's kind of a little more balancing to all the other oils that are in the exotica. It induces relaxation, positive thoughts, and calmness. Okay, these are all good things to feel and be, you know, when it's time to get close to that special someone. It also helps to keep the brain cool and relaxed. So, as we know, our brains as well as our hearts have to be involved in the whole sexual experience. Okay. Now, this we probably never mentioned, but it is also the essential oil that's most closely aligned with the scent of human sex hormones. Okay. So now you understand why, wow, where did this wood oil come in with all of the flowers and the citrus that was mentioned earlier, but it is most closely aligned with the scent of human sex hormones. So now you understand why this blend has these particular essential oils in it and what they all do to help us have wonderful sex lives. Now, how are we going to use these? Well, you know, we can always use the diffuser, which I love. However, come on, this is about being hot and sexy in the bedroom. So what I suggest is that you take the blend with a carrier oil of your choice, and use as an all-body massage on each other. I definitely prefer the fractionated coconut oil for this. A little goes a long way. It is scentless. It's clear. It's just your hands will just glide over the skin, and it will just feel wonderful for the person who is getting the benefit of this, as well as the person who's actually doing the massaging. I mean, it will just glide and just smell wonderful, and it's just very sensual. You can also wear a little bit of this oil in preparation for a romantic evening. You know, your body, your brain will get to associate the scent of this oil with, you know, some good hot times coming up, and will start getting itself in the mood for that. Now, I'm a little torn because we all are made different, and we all react differently to different things. So I would not necessarily use this on the genital area until you're certain of your own personal reaction to it. If you're looking to, or just use the fractionated coconut oil in the genital areas, and, you know, that would be fine. Sandalwood, however, is touted to be perfectly safe to apply directly to the genitals. But here again, I would use it with the carrier oil and just a little bit of it and just see what the reaction is. And then if it's all systems a go, then go with it. Oh, and last but not least, you could also put a little drop of this blend right below the nose, because as you know, we talked about how when you breathe in, that is direct access to your brain, everything that you inhale. So just a little drop of this below the nose would also be good. Now, the reason why I'm cautioning so much in terms of being careful applying into the genital areas, there are so many inferior oils out there. You know, even those purchased at reputable stores are not the purest. So people, please, whether you purchase from me or elsewhere, please, please make certain of the quality. As with anything, you know, when you have a cheaper substitution, it's not going to give you the health and spiritual results that you expect, because it's not, you know, pure, it's not organic, it's not wildcrafted, it's been mixed with something. You know, when somebody wants to sell you rose oil for $50 or less for, you know, for, say, a regular 10-millimeter, it is mixed with something, or they're trying to pass off geranium oil as rose oil. Pure rose oil is expensive. It is extremely expensive. So just be aware of that. You know, all oils are not created equal. And it's up to us, especially, you know, this is what gives essential oils a bad name when you have people that are just looking to market and profit, and the intention is not to heal and help people. Okay, so just be aware of that. Also, if we could send love and light out to a client of mine. Her daughter is recovering from a brain injury, and I believe in the power of prayer and meditation. So if we could all just send love, light, and peace to this mother and daughter, I'd appreciate it. She's coming around. Things are progressing well. But we all can use the power of good minds and good souls pulling for us. So please take a moment to do that. I'd appreciate it, as I know they would. And please reach out to me. My website is Soulful for You. Soulful, SEOULFULL. The number 4, the letter U.com. You can also reach me at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. Anything that you want to talk about or ask me about in private, I would suggest the email. And also check in with angelcoaches.org. I'm affiliated with them. I'm so proud of that affiliation and the work. The light work that we are all trying to do and bring to the world. Also, in terms of my essential oils, I don't have control over the herbs, but the essential oils, I would hate to think that somebody does not receive the correct quality of oils to self-heal themselves or to raise their spirituality. So if payment all at once is an issue, reach out to me through my email address and we can set up a payment plan. Remember, all of my products are money-back guarantee. That's how much I believe in them and their purity. When you smell them, you will know the difference. Okay, and thank you all for listening in today. Or those of you that download it later, I'm so humbled that you spent this time with me. I'm not sure just yet what next week's session will be about. I'll think about it. I think it's time to get back to something maybe a little more serious, thinking maybe we'll talk about how we can heal our eczema and psoriasis, things of that nature. There's a lot of skin ailments out there, and we don't need those harsh, heavy medications and medicated creams. There's so many natural ways that we can heal ourselves and our children. Okay, so that's what we'll do. Thank you. I just got that message. That's what we will do. We'll talk about common skin ailments, whether it be acne, psoriasis, you know, eczema, and what we can do to heal ourselves naturally. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening in. Take care. Bye-bye.